Okay, so this is going to be part three of our post E3 podcast, and this is going to be about Nintendo. So I guess first we'll talk about the games. What do you think was overall the most surprising game that Nintendo showed off?
I don't know. You should ask yourself that question.
If it's surprising, then it has to be, though.
All right.
Well, that's debatable. It is. It is the most surprising.
Yeah, it definitely is, without a doubt.
Or the vitality sensor.
All right, hold on. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. I have a lot to say about that.
Well, okay. No, the Metroid. I am actually excited about a title for the Wii.
Yes.
Yeah. Heads down.
Nintendo, you officially are successful.
Successful right now.
Successful for right now. Okay.
If not successful, I can at least say. Make me want to turn on the system to play something besides Xbox.
That is insane. That is an insane concept. Because for the hardcore gamer, they pretty much left them high and dry. Up until this point, I have not seen anything that could come close in Smash Brothers. I really couldn't.
I mean, that goes for me too, and I'm a pretty big, Nintendo fan. You know, I want them to do good. I want them to cater to, the core gamers, but I haven't been getting much loving lately.
Well, this looks like it's a step in the right direction. I mean, what this showed was that this is a good idea. I mean, if they got so many franchises, if they got so many IPs, they can have one system, that's really, supposed to compete with, the Xbox 360 and the PS3 and stuff like that. And they don't give the gamers what they want, which is like they want their Zelda, they want their Marios, they want their Metroid, they want all these IPs that they have. How do you do it? You license it to another developer and they can make the game. I mean, that's giving the fans what they want. That's pretty much what they did.
And they'll give like a nice, interesting, take on the IP, I mean, with Metroid Prime, Metroid Other M. I mean, it looks good. I mean, you could tell Team Ninja's working on it, but it's a good new twist to the Metroid series.
Oh yeah, it definitely looks hardcore. I mean, it's taking that to another level.
Possibly, it's very, the most beautiful game I've seen on
the Wii. It does. The CG in it, the gameplay, it's like a mix between the old school fusion and some of the new school.
Nintendo came out to Tecmo and said, here's the Metroid world, here's the character, do something with it.
Yeah.
And Tecmo just came out and
just kicked ass.
Yeah,
knocked it out. It really did.
The last time I saw an iteration from another company and it actually did well was Twin Snake, Metal Gear for the GameCube.
Right.
And that actually came out good, and that was made by another company. So basically, the company that did Two Human and
Eternal Darkness.
The Darkness before that.
Yeah.
So that actually worked out. That was definitely the most surprising thing I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, the other two or three major games that I thought were big titles was New Super Mario Wii. Which was one of them.
Yeah, a lot of fanboys got excited about that. I'm not 100% on that.
I can say, I am excited about that. Like, once again, you take the whole teamwork element and you throw it into Mario, and the game itself looks pretty good. Like, you have, and it's not just you have, two other random characters. Like, these two characters can, the Toad, they can actually be a spin-off into a whole new game. Like, they actually have names and such for them.
This is true. This looks like an ultimate party game. This is something that you definitely, you're gonna get your friends, to basically drop the Wii Sports, Lord forbid, and you're actually gonna play another four-player game.
Yeah,
Wii
Resort.
Yeah. Yeah. There's also that. But, my thing is that I don't have friends that just primarily live close to me. Where's my online anime? Why can't I
play? Do you really want that? You really want Nintendo to do that?
Yes. Yeah.
How many times have you played Smash Bros. Online?
It's an epic fail.
Three times.
Why?
It works sometimes. As long as I can press the button and it happens a second later, that's
that can really mess up your jump.
You know what? That's a success for Nintendo. So that's a success for me. So I'm good with that. So I needed that to have some sort of online element. I mean, it's gonna work out for everybody that's a fan. I mean, they want that multiplayer.
Yeah, I mean, even without the online, New Super Mario Wii is a pretty solid title.
I mean, you gotta have like brand new environments, 4 players. You can't go wrong with that. You really can't. And I mean, this is actually another game that I'm surprised I'm actually looking forward to on the Wii.
Yeah.
Like, you can't really say that too often about the Wii too much. But like, people that really play games.
No, that's why you will be bringing this over to my house and we will play.
Yeah, whatever.
So this will require too much of my time.
All right, well, the other game, the other major game that was announced was Galaxy 2, of course, Super Mario Galaxy 2. A lot of people were excited about that.
You know what I mean? I don't know what you have to say about it. All I know is that I know that other fans that weren't excited, I mean, a lot of people were excited, and we'll just say that, you know what I mean? They thought that Galaxies was the best iteration of a Mario game. You know what I mean? That's what a lot of people do say. And so they say, what's the best thing that they could do besides, you know, I mean, the Galaxy game? Make another one. So
pretty much
basically what they're doing.
I mean, I'm glad that there's at least someone else from the Mario world that's in there. It's Yoshi now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so at least, like, you know, somebody else that's recognizable is, you know, going to take, you know, part within that world. So, like, besides that, the game's looking fantastic. It's looking like, basically, you know, you take Mario to a mountain space and see what he does.
For the second time?
For the second time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with the Yoshi for the second time, yeah. So, yeah, it's going to be a hit regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To call what you will, it's going to definitely sell, I mean, units upon units.
Yeah. Okay.
That's pretty crazy.
All right, and there was also one other, like, this is actually a series of games that I wanted to touch upon, but Nintendo actually took a few minutes in their press conference to acknowledge that they have mature games in their library.
This is true.
And I'm talking about The Conduit, Resident Evil Dark Chronicles, and Dead Space Extraction.
That's right. They put that all into one little compilation.
Yes.
Yeah. Explaining about that, and I mean, the Conduit looks like it's trying to be that other first person shooter that what's this game? Red Steel 2 or Red Steel wasn't.
Yeah.
And it's trying to let you play 12 player online multiplayer with a first person shooter. This sounds crazy. I know. And I don't know if it's gonna work. But
if they can pull on Smash Bros.
It's basically coming out.
If they can't pull on Smash Bros. With 4 people.
This is not a Nintendo server.
Oh.
This is Sega server. Sega made.
Oh.
So, is it Sega? Wait, hold on. I don't even remember.
I think it is Sega. Yeah?
Yeah, I think it is Sega.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're doing their own thing here. This is like a whole other thing.
Than that could possibly.
And so we'll see, because it's actually coming out very soon. We'll see if that's actually gonna work. But,
yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean, we had that title.
And then Dead Space.
Dead Space.
Like that, the one that came out for the 360, that game was really good. Like it actually scared you.
Yeah.
And like that's what those type of games are supposed to do. So if they can scare me on the Wii, you know, I guess, you know.
Well, one interesting thing though, that this Dead Space is actually going to be a prequel. And it's going to be an on-rail shooter. It's not going to be free-roaming.
It will be an on-rail shooter, but basically, I mean, it's not a completely... It's basically like a virtual cop kind of
kind of game.
Yeah. I don't know if they actually gonna have like movie segments and stuff, because I don't know if you saw the trailer, but they do look like they kind of you know, work with you being in certain areas. So I don't know if it's actually gonna move itself all the time or let you move, but. I mean, it does look okay. It looks pretty good. It looks like it's doing the series justice as being a prequel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's showing you the people on the ship that wasn't shown before. It's actually looking like a bloody mess, like part one. You know what I mean? The one for the 360 and PS3 was, and it's doing, you know what I mean, what the Wii hasn't done before, which is giving a mature audience something to play.
Yeah. And then there's also Resident Evil Dead Chronicles, which is basically the sequel to Umbrella Chronicles, the same on-rail shooter, just, you know, different scenarios and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, isn't it taking its take on, Code Veronica? Like,
yeah.
Around that time frame, is it?
Yeah, it's going to be Resident Evil 2, Code Veronica, and probably, like, a unique level, and then I don't know what will they go with that, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how that plays out. We'll see, you know, I mean, how much they're giving back. I mean, if you want to just call these games with just, like, moving around, like, the virtual cop thing and just being, like, you know what I mean, letting me shoot just obstacles.
Yeah.
I don't know how hardcore that is for me, but, you know what I mean.
It's hardcore for perhaps the casual gamers.
Yeah, at this point, it's probably a more casual gamers thing. I mean, we haven't seen much from, the House of the Dead kind of series and stuff. Although they have done a Wii game,
which is essentially a port
of something else.
Yeah,
right? Yeah.
Or from like the Dreamcast.
Yeah, it's. We're just gonna have to see if that's what, you know what I mean, fans want at the end, or if they're gonna have to go in another direction, which the Wii can obviously handle.
Right.
I mean, we'll give you more on that when it comes along. I will, you know what I mean. We'll give you more on the Dead Space Extraction in our summer preview games segment. So
okay, and now the other major game, and this is of course going to act as a segue into talking about Nintendo's tech, but let's talk about Wii Sports Resort. Initial thoughts.
It's going to sell like millions and millions of units.
Billions, actually, I heard.
Yeah. People will beam that game into their house with just thoughts.
Wii Sports alone is one of the highest top-selling games ever.
Yeah, and it's not a game.
Not. So, for them to actually come out with a game, another game, Part 2, and it's supposed to have, like, different, you know, sports. Like, now they have archery and basketball, and I don't even know how that one's going to fly, but I was glad that they showed that one on the, stage.
Well, to be fair with Wii Sports Resort, it's actually going to have like 12 mini games this time rather than 5 than the previous one.
Amazing. I'm getting so turned on by the thought of this.
Okay, easy, calm down.
Yeah, basically. They're going to have the hottest non-game second time around that anyone's ever seen before. It's that crazy. But they did show one thing. And their Motion Plus is actually working. It's actually doing something.
And functioning, yes.
Yeah, it's making the Wii function in the way that it didn't do before.
Yeah.
A lot of accuracy.
And it's actually out right now.
Like, you can. There's going to be some games where it's not even going to, like, really do it. Like, I played that Wii game, that Grand Slam Tennis.
Yeah.
And it was pretty good. Like, you know, it gives you more movement and, like, you know, the way that you actually swing your hand with the Wiimote compared to, like, Wii Tennis, you know it's different.
Do you have this?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I played it at my friend's.
Oh, you do it? Okay.
But,
so you played with the Motion?
Yeah.
The Motion Plus? Okay.
Yeah, it's helpful, handy, but, like, right now, I feel like it's not a necessity.
Okay, it's not there. It's not, like, what they want it to be. In terms of this total accuracy, you could still get from the Wii, like the Wiimote.
Pretty much.
All right. So they're basically gonna have to get this because it did get to developers really late anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're gonna have to see when.
I mean, really, it's gonna come down to Red Steel 2. I really hope they learned their mistakes from the first time around, And with the Wii Motion Plus, they could really do what they wanted to do. So we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, they did demonstrate
it's mandatory
that.
With that.
Yeah. It might even come with it. I think it does come with it.
Yeah, there's going to be a bundle with Red Steel 2.
Yeah, so I mean, you're definitely going to see, I mean, that's going to be the true example of if it's going to work or not. Like, and at this point, I think it will work. It's going to be a matter of getting it into people's homes. So.
Well, I think compared to the first one, it definitely will work. Because it seemed like I like the whole story and the art direction that they're taking.
That looks good.
It's like you're in the West and you're like a gun-slinging samurai or something like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, plus with the whole accuracy now, or the added-on accuracy, like, you can't go.
Yeah, besides the fact that the gameplay for Red Steel 2 looks good. It does look good.
Yeah, it does.
They showed, you know what I mean, a decent amount of stuff, you know what I mean, the sword play and everything else, and that does look actually like it's going to work. So that's not bad at all.
Yeah, it looks good.
They've got some stuff going for them. And developers are really believing in the system. So, I mean, if there wasn't that, there would be no support. So,
yeah.
They're going to last, you know what I mean, doing what they do best, which is sell units. But they will sell games now. This is what's going to actually happen.
Yeah, and looks like Wii Motion Plus is going to be a big plus for Nintendo for now, at least.
Yeah. A lot of people are just gonna. It's almost gonna seem like you can not care for one day, and then you can just close your eyes and open them again, and hell, the thing is gonna be at your house. You're gonna be like, how the hell did I receive a Wii Motion Plus? It's just gonna be that easy to get that into your house. You're gonna see. It's gonna happen.
Well, all right. Well, let's just briefly touch upon the other piece of tech that Nintendo briefly introduced in E3, and that was, of course, the Wii Vitality sensor thingy.
So brief. I really don't know.
There was a picture.
Jack about that.
That sense, it was just a picture.
Yeah.
You have more info on it, I think, because I don't.
Well, I mean, what I have to go off of isn't so much actual facts, because, I mean, Nintendo didn't really say anything, but everyone's talking about like how with the Wii Vitality thing, you're gonna be able to like you know hook yourself up to the game, and it's gonna measure how nervous you are, and the game's gonna react to how, you know, like how nervous you're getting, or how high your blood pressure is getting, or something like that.
Yeah,
maybe you shouldn't be playing that game.
Yeah.
If you want to cause anxiety attacks and just straight up blood pressure and problems.
Yeah.
This is going to be the way to, you know what I mean, the thing to use. I mean, I know it wants to talk about how, or it doesn't want to talk about, but you know what I mean, you can think about it as, oh, well, this will help me regulate any problems that I have, breathing problems and everything like that. This will help me bring down. And,
yeah.
If the game gets more intense as your body gets more intense, that's not the way to go. I don't think this is logical in any sense of the way.
Oh, man.
We fit the whole thing. Oh, yeah. Control, you know what I mean? Help yourself. Exercise. What's it called? The Wii Fit Board. Uh-huh. Oh, help yourself get a heart attack. Wii Vitality. Yo, that's gonna be a nice.
Could you imagine that, like a horror game, whatever, and the more nervous you're getting, like the more bad guys are gonna come at you or something?
We just need more information.
Yeah.
Dealing with that.
Yeah, before we just rank on it all day, just like this.
Yeah.
Like, we just need more information to like really pass a solid judgment on that one. But I am kind of curious with where they're going with this one, because this came up out of like left field or something.
Yeah.
And obviously they announced it like, hey, we have this.
It's coming soon.
Yeah, no, we don't know a lot about it, but we got eyes peeled for something that we really know about. So, yeah. That's
it. So, alright, just to briefly wrap up Nintendo then. Overall, I think they're going in the right direction.
I mean, while we only really touched upon the Wii, I mean, they did have the DS, and the DS is really, like, really striving. Like, it's killing the PSP. I think 5-1.
I don't know what the odds are, but, I mean, I'm not really a handheld guy, but, I know, at least if not in America, if it is popular in America, it's definitely more in Japan.
Yeah.
The gap is definitely bigger in Japan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but overall, like, the conference, like, I enjoyed the conference. It actually gave me games that I'm looking forward to, like, the whole Super Mario Bros. Wii, that's looking fun. Other M, I was never really big into Nintendo, but I was never really big into Metroid. But just to see that Tecmo is doing a Metroid game, that definitely has my interest.
Yeah.
So that's something I'm definitely looking forward to.
So, I mean, that's going to be a really big point I want to bring up, that Nintendo needs to start doing that a lot more. Nintendo's doing okay right now, but, you know, where's my Star Fox? Where's my F-Zero? Where's my Donkey Kong? You know, Nintendo should really start, like, you know, pushing their, you know, these IPs, you know?
Hey, they're giving it to you one spoonful at a time right now.
I know, and you know what? As crazy as that sounds, Nintendo fanboys can take it. I mean, they are, like, the loyalest of fans sometimes.
They're
very patient. Yeah, they are very patient, so they can take this. Like, I mean, forget it. I think they really are good with Mario Galaxies 2, and then that's it.
For, like 2 years.
Yeah, they're pretty much straight. I mean, I don't want to just start bashing on, because they're just loyal. And I mean, I did wish that Microsoft and Sony had that same loyalty at times. Yeah. Because they do, you know what I mean, a lot of them complain more often than others. But I mean...
True.
It's a different kind of loyalty. And hopefully for those that are not as crazy loyal, they support those people too. That need reboots and franchises. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, we'll see how that works out. I mean, the DS is going to be great. It has newer games and stuff like that. But the Wii is definitely what needs to shine here. Even if they have millions of units in households, they just need to shine.
And now we know Sony and Microsoft are definitely gunning for them now.
Yeah. I mean, it's presented later on in the life cycle of their console, but they're trying to make their life cycle of their consoles last, and this is the way to do it.
Because if it wasn't known before, it's definitely known now.
Yeah, they're after them. They're definitely trying to cut off heads. that's happening, yep. Yeah, so that's with Nintendo. We'll see. I'm buying the other M. I'm seeing it now. That's crazy.
You heard it here, folks. Remdog is actually going to buy a Wii game. His second Wii game.
Is it the second?
I have two other Wii games.
Besides Wii Sports and Smash, that's it.
What we really want to talk about Wii Sports is not a game. he doesn't need to say this. So I don't need to tell you. I was not even gonna mention that. So that's fine.
All right. So, overall, Nintendo, I like what you're doing. Keep doing more.
This is true.
It's an improvement.
Yeah, it's a definite improvement. We need to see things that we haven't seen before. Hopefully, something like a little Wii HD. Just throwing it out there.
Whoa.
I would like to see the Wii in high definition.
Sorry. One step at a time.
I am asking for a lot. I'm sorry.
Way too much there.
Collaborating with Tecmo, that was a lot too, but hey, that happened.
Yeah, we did see that. Ears and eyes kind of exploded all at the same time, so.
Alright, well, I guess.
Everything turns out.
I guess that wraps up part 3 of our post E3 podcast.
So we will see you next time for our next podcast. I want to give a special thanks to Afro for joining us in this segment.
No problem.
And this is Remdog signing out.
And this is Turk signing out.